The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
And it's time for Sports Talk with Ron Cameron on the all-new FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. I'm Alex Allway, producer, and here's Ron Cameron.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports Talk. We're going to be open line this first hour, whatever you want to talk about in sports. Michigan game last night, whoa, that was a heck of a game. Boy, was that heck of a game. And the Lions game tomorrow night or Monday night, interesting, but boy, I just don't see them winning. And Michigan, I picked to win. I thought that they, and I think they would have won had their two best players had not gotten injured.
So Peppers. One of them supposedly.
Well, I think it's legit. I know what you're saying, but I think it's legit. But here's the number. We're open line. You want to talk about that? The Red Wings and Wings got a good road win the other night in Ottawa. They need that one. They got to start winning those division games. They got to start winning at home, and they got to start scoring more goals. That's it. They're fine if they do the three. And then and the Pistons. Well, they did not have a good game last night in Atlanta. That's a winnable game, too. Drummond, in one hand, he outplayed Howard. And Howard didn't do much last night. Howard, I think, is a step away from being a stiff.
He's been really good this year.
Yeah, the team's 500. He's supposed to be a leader.
His numbers are good.
Well, his number, you can have good numbers, doesn't mean a thing if your team doesn't win. And he still gets lazy out there and doing all those things. I'm not a big Howard fan, and you can have him. He has best years when Van Gundy coached him in Orlando.
He's not as bad as Marcus Cousins, though.
Oh, Marcus Cousins is a... Now, there's a loser right there, a loser, a born loser. Give me a call, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email me, CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Anything you want to talk about in sports, we welcome your calls, 248-557-1460. Uh-oh, I'm giving the number for Friday. Don't list. Get that number next time, folks. That's for my Friday show, 9 to 11 on AM 1160 WPON or WPON.com. Yeah, 800-923-9385 is the number. And there go the phones now that they gave the right number out. That's fine. Okay, what am I? Oh, let's talk about the future shows. That's right. The future shows tonight. Not a future show. This is just open line the first hour. Next hour we spent with former Tiger pitcher Bill Shearer. Bill is now the special assistant to the general manager, John Hahn, of the Chicago White Sox. And that'll be very interesting. And he was a member of the Tigers on the 84 team. Next week, or no, tomorrow, you soccer fans, I'm going to do a soccer show finally. My old friend, the president of the Soccer Association of Michigan, the man that brought the World Cup here several years ago, the Pontiac Silverdome, owner of the Detroit Express, Roger Faulkner will be my guest. So there you go. That's what you got here on Sports Talk. Right now it's me and you, and the lines are already going. Let's take the break first, and then we'll talk more. And Alabama, by the way, is leading at halftime 17-3.
17-7.
They scored the first touchdown. Washington scored the first touchdown. Alabama come back with, I didn't know it was a three. North Center Brewing in Northville features handcrafted beers on tap made right on the premises. Visit and with Michigan-made equipment. Bring your family and friends to North Center Brewing to watch your big favorite team or big game on North Central's Center. North Center's 55-inch LEDs with North Center's Brewing 10 taps, then you'll always get a great beer. You can sample the beers and even take home your favorite brew. North Center Brewing is in downtown Northville on Center Street, across from Krogrover, Tuesday through Sunday. For hours, check the web, northcenterbrewing.com, northcenterbrewing.com. And if you're looking to buy a home or sell one, you put your trust in the Fontaine Realty team, who truly cares about their clients beyond the sale or purchase of your home. So whether you're buying or selling, go to FontaineRealtyTeam.com, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E, RealtyTeam.com, part of RE/MAX Home Sales Services. That's FontaineRealtyTeam.com, FontaineRealtyTeam.com, the Fontaine Realty Team, helping you make your best move. And CrossFit Frostbite in Farmington Hills, every person's CrossFit gym. By the way, we're going to talk about that with the owner right here in the studio for a few minutes at 10:30. This is where coaches teach male and females the best way to get in shape with strength and conditioning, with a focus on form for safety. Classes are 7 days and nights. For more info, go to CrossFitFrostbite.com, CrossFitFrostbite.com. Lacio's Pizza in Warren features the area's best pizza, including their chicken shawarma pizza, also their Magna pizza. 50 slices for $25. Open 7 days with lunch and dinner for carryout and delivery and catering, located on the corner of Hoover and 11 Mile, 696 Service Drive. For Lacio's menu, go to LacioPizza.com, LacioPizza.com, LacioPizza.com. Let's go to the phones. We're open line. Don't forget, next hour, Bill Shearer. We're talking baseball with Bill Shearer on Sports Talk. Tonight, baseball with Bill Shearer, the special assistant to the general manager of the White Sox. He also pitched for the Tigers in the 84 championship team, or the 84 team. And then tomorrow night, we're going to have a soccer show with the second hour with Roger Faulkner. Next Saturday, Bruce Fields from the Tigers, hitting coach for the whole minor league system, roving hitting instructor. And a week from tomorrow, the guy that killed the Tigers for years and years, almost a third of his home runs were against the Tigers, and he didn't play for the Tigers. No, in Detroit, 100 sometimes up, what are you, 14 home runs, something like that?
I think it was 13 home runs in like 138 total or something.
That's Babe Ruth category there.
And they were all moonshots, too. I actually saw some highlights. Upper deck.
But that's, I mean, that's Babe Ruth there. I mean, he's not Babe Ruth, no question about that. He's still actively involved in baseball. We're going to talk to him about that. So he's the manager of the Canadian national team. I know he did before. I didn't know he was still doing it. Roving catching instructor also for the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's get some phone calls. John in Detroit, hey.
Hello, Ronnie.
Well, how are you, John?
Ronnie, I'll be doing a hell of a lot better on January 20th. It couldn't come here soon enough, Ronnie. January 20th. That's when we get our damn country back.
Do you know, John, this is not a political show?
I'm going to turn this comment into sports, actually.
Oh,
I did want to call it Lions, but this comment's going to be turning into sports right now, Ronnie.
Okay.
Jim Brown, Ray Lewis, and Don King. They were all visiting Donald J. Trump in the last 2 weeks, and you've got all these people on the Obama left always playing the race card. So I guess that means Jim Brown, Ray Lewis, and Don King must all be members of the KKK. What do you think, Ronnie?
he endorsed the KKK, Trump.
Trump endorsed the KKK, Ronnie?
Yes, he did.
Who told you that? PMSNBC?
No, it was right on the air. He said he doesn't see anything wrong with that lunatic that runs it.
The founder supported him openly.
Yeah.
And he accepted it.
So, Ronnie, are you saying Jim Brown and Ray Lewis are KKK members?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
but I've got a question for you, Ronnie. Yeah. for Alex, and I'm going to get to the Lions. As you know, Alex, Forky Hunter and Sean Hannity and John McCullough on afternoon drive time juggernaut on radio. But I want to know why Michael Savage is being dropped by WJR. Do you know, Alex?
No, I don't. I haven't heard about that. I know the guy Gordon's going over to WJR.
Unbelievable. How can you put a stiff, washed-up Guy Gordon in over Michael Savage?
Stiff, washed-up Guy Gordon?
Guy Gordon's washed up, Ronnie. No TV station will give him the time of day.
He's just anchoring the news over there at Ford for a long time. When you get to that age, they don't want you anymore. It's not that you can't do the job. That's what they do in this town. It's a joke, this town.
No, I know. I agree with you there. All I got to do is ask Tom Gage how Tom Gage was forced out by you got that retard Finley still writing at the news. And who could have been more wrong on the election coverage than Nolan Finley? I mean, he was dead wrong 100% of the time. He paid no price for it. He still has a job, and you've got a Hall of Fame writer like Tom Gage who was forced out, Ronnie.
Well, listen, you can go beyond Tom Gage. Mick McCabe got the buyout and the free press. They're just dumping these people when they get to a certain age. They want to get younger and cheaper. Ask Dick Burton.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that, Ronnie. But on to the Lions. Alabama was the lock of the year today. Green Bay is the lock of the year tomorrow, Ronnie. I mean, the Lions might as well not even show up. You saw what the Cowboys did to the Lions on Monday night. A meaningless game for the Cowboys. The game meant absolutely nothing. They exposed the Lions for what they are, total fraud. The Lions have beaten a bunch of garbage all year long, Ronnie. I think they beat one winning team. I'll say 34-10 Packers, Ronnie. What do you think?
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm saying about 36-20. Now, here's another thing. Did you notice this, though, folks? We haven't talked about them. We got another calls we got to go to, John. You see the Cowboys are starting Romo this week?
Well, no, it's actually Mark Sanchez, and then Romo plays the second half.
Oh, I thought Romo was going to start one. You notice they didn't do that against the Lions? Did they want to jam it to the Lions? And I don't blame them.
Marinelli and Linehan.
Let us get cracks at them. And they cracked them right between the teeth. Or right between the teeth. That doesn't sound right.
Ronnie, as much as I like the Cowboys, they're going to be in the Super Bowl, but they don't have a chance against the Patriots. What do you think about that?
I pick them to win it, but I see where you're coming from with a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back. But I can see them having a good game. I'm still going to stick with the Dallas to win it.
Really?
So yeah.
You think Dallas could beat New England, Ronnie?
I do.
Ronnie, as I'm sure you know, there is not a bigger Dallas fan out there than me, but I just don't see it beating Tom Brady.
You may be surprised. Call me when it's over.
All right, Ronnie. I hope you're right, but I'll talk later, Ronnie.
All right. Thank you, man. Okay. JJ's been waiting a while, so let's go to JJ in Lincoln Park. Hey, JJ.
Well, it's another new year coming up, and maybe this year Michigan might actually win 11 or 12 games and actually sniff a Big Ten title for me. Because, you know, Rob, it's been a long time. I had a lot more hair and a lot less girth the last time Michigan.
I hope a lot less girth. Less girth.
Well, you know, my dad says I'm in good shape.
For a guy that's out of shape.
No, my dad says I'm in good shape because round is a shape, he said.
Technically, he's right.
Well, I understand. Well,
Bud Lynch told me at a bar at the Lindell one night after I lost 40 pounds, he was, Bud, look, I just lost 40 pounds. He turned around and said, hello, my man. And, you know, you're in good shape for a guy that's out of shape.
Okay.
I won't forget that.
For our last caller, I don't think Donald J. Trump ever supported the Ku Klux Klan or whatever, but
He endorsed him.
I don't think he ever endorsed
him. He did. He went around on the air and said, I heard him.
Okay, whatever. But my thing is, I'd rather support a Ku Klux Klan. They keep going down the same thing, and I'm Catholic, by the way, so I know they hate me, than keep going down this era of political correct bullcrap or anything you say, you have to apologize and you're offending somebody. My grandma warned me where political correctness started. She said it was in Frankfurt in the late 19-teens, right after the war, early 1920s. She said it was a whole communist plot, and she said be wary of anybody carrying the message of political correctness because they're about to steal everything that you have.
You know, I always thought of all these years I was doing a sports talk show.
I understand. Well, you know what? Now, you got rid of that White Lies and Roses, which is a really nice program, the radio station.
Well, she's back.
Well, she's with the union stuff now. That's for my dad to listen to, not to me. And I'll say this. I think her partner made some kind of anti-Semitic thing. Once again, you say something politically incorrect, and they take you off the radio show because people are afraid of losing sponsors and all this stuff. I don't know what the hell happened to the First Amendment with the freedom of speech. And then the dang freedom of the press. Why doesn't the press go after both sides the same way? They don't. They pick their own sides, and they nitpick at one, and they turn a blind eye to the other side. It's a bunch of bull excrement. But I can't wait to talk to Roger Faulkner. You know why? Because I remember that 1994 World Cup. In fact, I was at the 1993 game inside the Superdome between Germany and England, and my cousin was on the German team for three World Cups. Andy Moore.
Really?
That's right. I was at that indoor game, Ron. So if Roger Faulkner's going to be on tomorrow?
He's on tomorrow from 6 till 7.
In studio. You
know, I'll definitely call him.
In the studio. He'd love to talk to you.
Well, man, I'd like to just say, you know, soccer's not a big thing, but I remember that Trevor guy with the Detroit, whatever the heck they were. And that some guy, Trevor, was their coach or something.
Trevor Friend? No. Trevor was a player. Keith Furphy was a player. Ken Furphy was the coach.
Well, I just remember some guy named Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor Thompson. No.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do too. What was Trevor's last name? I can't remember.
I don't know, but it was a Trevor dude. That's what I remember about soccer. That's for the Europeans to play.
Yes.
Well, hey, Ron, Alex, I don't know what's going to happen, but another Michigan last-second loss by a point. But just remember one thing. Jim Harbaugh now has more losses at Michigan than Urban Meyer has at Ohio State. And Urban Meyer's been there a few more years longer. All right. Go Blue. Bye-bye.
Thank you, JJ. All righty. We're open line. Love to hear from you at 800-923-9385. Or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Trevor Francis. And what am I talking about? Trevor. Trevor Francis. That's who you're talking about. Not Trevor Thompson.
Wrong sport. He was a hockey player, I believe.
Trevor Francis?
No, Thompson. He's a hockey guy. Remember he said he played hockey up in Canada?
Yes, but no. I'm talking about the name Trevor. No, I don't mean that. Not at all. But Trevor Francis. I couldn't think of his name. I just drew a blank.
Yep, English
That's
forward.
That's who you're talking about, JJ.
Yep, English forward. Trevor Francis.
Mm-hmm. Give me a call, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. And don't forget the next hour on Sports Talk. Bill Scherer, the former Tiger pitcher, pitched for the 84 Tigers, been a friend of mine for a while, and also special assistant now to the general manager of the Chicago White Sox. Rusted Crow by Comerica and the new Little Caesars Arena shows sports always on many high-def TVs. Rusted Crow. Detroit features a variety of entrees, including the award-winning mac and cheeseburger. Rusted Crow has handcrafted spirits and cocktails. You'll dine in a rustic... what I'm saying is dine rustic, eclectic atmosphere. Rusted Crow has lunch, dinner, and drink specials Tuesday through Sunday. Rusted Crow, perfect place to go before and after the games downtown. Rusted Crow Detroit is on the corner of Adams and Park on the first floor of the Kales Building. The Game in Wixom is a custom sports apparel outfitter making uniforms for all sports teams, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, softball, soccer, bowling, and more. If you can wear it, the game can make it. They got game. Go to yourgameapparel.com, yourgameapparel.com, or on Facebook, Game Apparel USA, Game Apparel USA. Capital Wine and Liquor in Troy with new owners offering a selection of liquor, beer, and wine at low prices, and Capital has a holiday wine special right now. Hurry up. 5% off three bottles, 10% off six, and 20% off a case. Capital has the lowest prices in Metro Detroit on cigarettes and cigars. Capital Wine and Liquor on Rochester Road, just north of Square Lake Road. We're open line. Give me a call at 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. Anything you want to talk about in sports, we welcome your calls. 800-923-9385. That's 800-923-9385. Or as I mentioned, you can email at CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. We got an email. Go right to it.
We have our buddy from Windsor, Cowboy.
Didn't he pay his bill again? Cowboy, come on. Pay the bills so you can call in on the air.
Well, happy New Year to us both. He says, Ron, congratulations. You were right about the Lions. After the Cowboys' second-half adjustments, Stafford played poorly and is likely affected by his finger problem, but the Lions couldn't stop any of the weapons, which you had said would be a problem last week.
I don't know if the finger has that much to do with it. They're playing better teams now.
And that's part of it.
Yes, I think that is part of it.
However, he believes that the Lions can beat the Packers, though without Slay and some others it will be a major task.
More than a major task.
He's picking the Lions 24-21, shockingly.
Cowboy, you in the bar.
And then one more thing about the Pistons. He says the Pistons continue to puzzle me. They have 12 double-digit losses at their 19 setbacks and 14 double-digit victories. They are very inconsistent and vulnerable to long athletic teams.
Yeah, and they're vulnerable on athletic teams, and they still, defensively, they give up too many easy baskets, and Drummond refuses to drop block shots. And Drummond's playing well, but he's got a block shot. They're paying you big money to dominate, so doggone it, dominate out there.
And finally, today is the unfortunate, untimely anniversary of Roberto Clemente's crash, unfortunately.
Yeah, I still go back to that statement. I've said this on the air before. I'll say it again. They had, Cousin Brucey, the oldies guy. He's got these oldies. He's like Casey Kasem. He's got all these oldies. And he had an appearance with the son of Roberto Clemente. And he showed up and he puts him on the stage and he's just going nuts on it. And here is Roberto Clemente's son. Oh, my God, what a great player your dad was. What a great player your dad was. I said, thank you very much, Cousin Brucey. And then he said, asked a couple of questions. He said, by the way, how's your dad doing now anyway?
That was 44 years ago already.
No, this was just ten years ago.
I'm talking about Clemente's actual death.
I know, but I'm saying he didn't know it.
Yeah, 20 years after the fact, yeah.
More than 20 years after the fact, I think. More than 20 years after the fact. What can I say to that? Is that all he wanted? Okay. 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email me, CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. I'm missing something here. I don't know where it is. Anything you'd like to talk about in sports, we welcome your call. 248 or 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. We're open line on Sports Talk, so give me a call. Let's talk some sports here on Sports Talk. 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Get back to that Alabama game if you can for a minute.
Yep, 17-7 here. We have 7 minutes left in the third quarter. And Alabama's about to punt.
And you got the big one come up, Ohio State. Now, they're going across the board. Clemson's rated ahead of Ohio State 2-3, but I don't know. That's a pick'em game.
I would say, who are you picking?
I'm picking Ohio State.
The underdog, slightly.
Well, in some ways, underdog. Some people think they're going to win, but yes, I would say overall, I would say yes, they're the underdog. So that's what I say on that. I picked them to win. And that game starts at 7 o'clock.
It's only a one-point spread, by the way, for Clemson.
I know. And I think it's Ohio State. I think Ohio State will win this thing. That's just from my feeling. And we'll see what... why did I miss some stuff here? Okay. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Hey, Jeff in Ferndale. Hi, Jeff.
Happy New Year, Ron and Alex.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
The Lions will lose tomorrow, Ron. I just don't have enough faith in this team. I put the blame on last week's loss to Dallas, primarily on the coaching staff, especially Jim Bob Cooter. I don't think that they had an answer for these guys in any way, shape, or form. You could tell at the end of the first half that it was starting to go bad.
No, I don't think at the end of the first half. At the end of the first half, I was confident. No, I'm not confident. I thought,
were you? Oh, I wasn't.
But when the second, I thought the biggest thing, Marinelli said, get after him, get after him. They did in the second half. The first series of the second half, they just clobbered. And they wouldn't let Stafford do anything. And I say, this game is going to, and I said all along, of course, that Dallas was going to win. But isn't it amazing how they're resting players now, at least resting the quarterback that we know of, and maybe some other guys the next game, and they didn't rest him against the Lions. But is it a grudge between Marinelli, the offensive coordinator, and the defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys? Who both did well?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I didn't think the Lions were going to win that game anyway.
No, I agree.
You know, and I don't think they're going to beat Green Bay. However, I'm hoping that the Giants beat Washington because I believe then they will back in as a wild card, won't they?
Yes, they will. And but I don't think they will. I do see what you're saying. It could happen, but I don't.
Yeah.
The Giants don't have much to play for.
No, but and Washington does, but Washington's at home.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah. Washington.
Yeah, I don't think the Lions are going to win, though, Ron. I don't know.
I've said it all along. I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to beat Green Bay. When you and Aaron Rodgers are locked in, it's no beating that guy. You know, that guy's a tremendous player. What is going on with the Pistons? Do you think Van Gundy's lost control of this team?
No, I don't think he's lost control of it. He's disgusted with himself, as he said it all along. But, I mean, you're paying Drummond a lot of money. And he's the focal point of this team. When, again, I keep bringing this up, and I'll continue to bring it up, because the game has changed, no doubt, in what, 40, 50 years ago. However, when you saw Hall of Famers taking the ball to the hole, when Chamberlain and Russell were playing centers at Philadelphia and Boston, respectively, the ball's right down their throats. You didn't go to the hole against those guys. And you got a problem in Detroit with Drummond refusing to block shots. One is not acceptable. Chamberlain averaged 10 to 15 a game before they kept track of block shots.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. You got a guy, he reminds me a little bit of Bill Russell, Jeff, meaning Drummond, except with a little more offensive touch than Bill Russell had. But Bill Russell was 6'9" half. Now, he had long arms. He was the second greatest shot blocker in the history of the league. Will Chamberlain was number one. And all that stuff about Ben Wallace being 13th in history of the NBA. No, they didn't keep track of block shots back then. That's a lie. That's in the current era. He's 13th. That's why I don't think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
No.
They don't win without him.
Ron, this all started when Reggie Jackson came back. They were doing quite well.
Well, they weren't doing real well, but they were doing a little better without him.
And then Reggie Jackson had an interview after the Cleveland Cavaliers game. You know, LeBron didn't play. They were resting him. And somebody was asking him, well, Van Gundy's hard on him. And he was saying he was kind of critical of his coach, the way that, you know, he yells at these guys. And he says, well, you just got to learn to tune them out. And he was going on. I don't know, Ron. I don't see him making the playoffs this year. I know they still got time, but I just don't get it, you know. They came so far last year.
Yes, they did. And they've taken a step back this year.
Yeah, and it's a setback this year. So I don't know. Do you think it's the coaching? What is it?
Well, you know, he's criticized himself. I give him credit for criticizing himself. Unlike Harbaugh, when, again, he's pointing the fingers somewhere else. No, I like the fact that he takes the blame for it. I don't necessarily agree with the whole thing. He's doing what he can to get this team going. But, again, you know, they brought in Marcus Morris, who I think is a joke. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be out there. And then starting him. And he needs to get out of here. I mean, off the court, we know he's a thug. He's proven that.
Oh.
On the court, he's got he needs to shut his face and play.
Mm. When he's on, he's on.
What?
When he's on, though.
Everybody, when they're on, they're on.
But he's a streaky player. Some players are streaky.
Well, streaky doesn't rebound well. If he doesn't rebound streaky or not streak, scoring-wise. And, yeah, he does. He is a streaky shooter, but look at his percentage. It's terrible.
The whole team's streaky. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot
of this John Lohr guy.
Lohr's been their best player. He's been their best player.
The outstanding player. That's been a bright spot for them. But I don't know, Ron. I just don't see these guys making the playoffs. It's really too bad because I really had a lot of hope for these guys this year.
I did, too, and I still have some hope for them. But it's time to poop or get off the pot.
Now, Ron, do you follow the MMA fighting at all?
Not at all.
Okay, what's her name? Rousey? I guess she was knocked out in 50 seconds or something.
Yeah,
Ronda Rousey, she got knocked out in 48 seconds last night.
48 seconds. So, do you follow that, Ron?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I'm not that hard up where I have to follow that.
I do a little bit.
Figures you have more of a life, Alex. That's why you do that.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
Who's on your show next hour, Ron? What guest you got?
Bill Shearer, the former Tiger pitcher from 84 World Series and 84 team.
Okay.
He's the assistant, special assistant to the general manager of the Chicago White Sox right now.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Ron, what's Power Johnson doing now?
Can't get a hold of him. He was on my show 2 years ago, and Tom Gage, when he went down for the fantasy camp, said, Hojo sent a message, say hi, give him a call sometime. Called him 10 times, left 2 messages. He never called me back. I love Hojo. I want to get him on the show.
Is he in baseball?
Yeah, he's managing a team in the Independent League.
Oh, good. Okay. Good baseball man.
Good baseball man.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Happy New Year to you and Alex.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
And you have a Happy New Year to everybody out there. That's right. Tomorrow is New Year's. Now we're promised the interview. We're going to go to it now. Owners of the CrossFit Gym is here. Tell us all about the CrossFit Gym. Now, first of all, what makes CrossFit Frostbite different than other gyms? Or CrossFit Gyms, why are you different?
Well, first, Ron and Alex, I want to say thanks for having me. Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What makes us different than regular gyms or CrossFit Gyms? So a CrossFit Gym is different from a regular gym because we're not just a gym that takes your money and kind of leaves the door open and leaves it to your own. So we're a gym where you come in, you get professional training by professional trainers, make sure that the hour that you're spending with us is going to be effective, as opposed to sometimes when we just go on the treadmill, don't know what we're doing, spend 20, 30 minutes on there, maybe work up a little bit of sweat. Maybe that's the best thing for us that day. Maybe not, but it's not professional training. So that's really a big difference between a CrossFit gym and a conventional gym.
Now, this is for everybody, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's for everybody. It's for, well, I don't want to paint with a huge brush. It's for just about everybody. The limiting factor is not anything like age or body type or fitness level. Limiting factor really has to do with having an open mind and being coachable and wanting to be part of something bigger than yourself.
Okay, now, what's the ideal person that comes in the main person that you look for coming in?
Well, the ideal person for our gym at CrossFit Frostbite, somebody who likes to have fun. I mean, doesn't take themselves too seriously. We have a really wide variety of people from, people who like to work out really hard and they want to be, they want to be competitive with this. And then we have people who are there for fun, social, but they're still there to get work done. I mean, we have members all the way from, I think, 15 years old is our youngest, and then 62 years old is our oldest right now. So it really has nothing to do with age or fitness level.
Now, what about this? This is New Year's resolution time, And wouldn't this be the perfect time to join the gym and make a resolution and stick with it, you clowns out there? Stick with it.
Absolutely, yeah. This is the time of year where everybody wants to make a New Year's resolution. We go through this every single year, and we find ourselves year after year after year trying to do the same thing, and it just doesn't stick for some reason. So what I would challenge people out there who are listening to do, instead of making a resolution where it's, I want to lose 20 or 30 pounds, or I want to get more sleep, and do things like that, when you make a resolution, focus on things you can actually do. So if I were to say to you, Ron, right now, lose 20 pounds, you try really hard, you maybe grunt and groan, you can't do anything about that right now. You don't have any control of whether you can lose 20 pounds at this moment in time or not. But you can do things that will result in losing weight, if that's your goal. So maybe going to the gym 3 times a week, maybe that's enough for you. Maybe focus on eating right, drinking more water, maybe drinking less alcohol, things like that. Focusing on things that you can actually control. I think that's the best way to control your New Year's resolution and have the best success in 2017.
Now, give the again, because in case they missed the commercial or not, your location?
Our location, we are in Farmington Hills, so it's 24752 Crestview Court, Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Well, not Michigan. You have to say Michigan.
Well, I was...
Oh, for, yeah.
This goes all around the world, right? That's what I was told. I was told.
Well, no, on the World Wide Web, but they're I don't think they're going to join from... Rob from Finland, for example.
Well, Rob from Finland, if you're ever in Farmington Hills.
he's from Detroit.
Oh, okay. Well, we're
in... Gail might, maybe when she's back from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. She's a fitness nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever...
I know she comes back. I haven't heard from her. Wake up, Ellen. Happy New Year and aloha. And give me a call, for crying out loud, in Hawaii. I told you to give me your brother's number. I'll put him on the show again. Emily, I know you listen to all the shows. Every time I'm making a say something, you then email me. Let me know. And, of course, her brother is Max Gale from Barney Miller. And Max also played the manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers on the number 4 Jackie Robinson thing. Now, they can go online and see you too then, right?
Absolutely. We're all over Facebook. We're all over Instagram. You can follow us at both those at CrossFit Frostbite, or go to our website at CrossFitFrostbite.com.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we all wish you the best over there, too.
Appreciate it.
It's good.
It's a great spot, especially for people, like you said, the New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. I mean, it's this time of year. We do have a special going on right now. Your first 4 weeks, it's actually 72% off. So now a lot of people are looking to try new things. That was part of what we wanted to get out there and do, have people come in and see us, see the value of what we do versus your regular Globo Gym. So $45 for your first 4 weeks.
Thanks, man. See you again. Remember, CrossFit Gym or CrossFit Frostbite. My Mechanics, place in Livonia, Metro Detroit's only do-it-yourself auto center. My Mechanics has all the tools and expertise to help you complete any and all of your auto repair needs in My Mechanics' 18,000 square foot facility. Even the state-of-the-art paint booth opens 7 days. My Mechanics Place is on Plymouth Road between Wayne Road and Levan. Go to mymechanicsplace.com. And Van Born Tavern and Grill just opened in Dearborn. Now, they feature great burgers, pizzas, seafood, a variety of sandwiches, and more. And many appetizers and salads. Van Born Tavern has 40 beers on tap, and they show sports on many high-def TVs. Lunch and dinner 7 days. Happy hour every day, 3 till 6. Bring your family and friends to Van Born Tavern and Grill on Van Born, just east of Telegraph. Or find them on Facebook. Noni's Kids Cupboard in Woodhaven is a children's consignment resale store they feature new and used clothing, furniture, equipment, toys, and more. And Noni's Kids Cupboard, open Tuesday through Saturday at 10 a.m. and located on King Road between Allen and Grange in the King Plaza. Find Noni's Kids Cupboard on Facebook. And the Euro Cafe in Shelby Township features old world Greek recipes, spinach pies, moussaka, spastizios, and lamb shank, and grape leaves, and flaming opus, Slovakia, kebabs, pita sandwiches, Greek salad, the best gyros around. Choice of beef, lamb, and chicken. The Euro Cafe has lunch and dinner specials. 7 days dine-in, carry-out, and the Euro Cafe delivers. The Euro Cafe on the corner of 23 Mile and Chaner and the Deer Creek Plaza. Call the Euro Cafe, 586-532-1500, 586-532-1500. We're open line the rest of the way this hour. and give a call at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Now, the future, when I say the future, the next hour, we spent with Bill Scheer. Bill pitched for the Tigers a couple of years. And in fact, the 1984 Tiger, a great Tiger team in 1984, he was one of the members of that team. And he's been in baseball, my God, over 40 years, I think, or close to 40 years. He's now, and he's been a special assistant to the general manager of the White Sox for several years. He'll be on my show coming up and talking about the White Sox moves, and they've made a few in the offseason. Good prospects, but this year could be a down year for him. We'll talk to him about that. And then tomorrow night, Roger Faulkner. Roger is the president of the Detroit Soccer Association. That's not why he's on. Only that's one of the reasons, but he's also brought the World Cup here in 94, Roger Faulkner. Roger was also majority owner of the Detroit Express, one of the most nationally known soccer people going today. Will soccer make it? We'll ask Roger about that, and we'll see. So right now, it's me and you, whatever you want to talk about in sports, and we welcome your calls at 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. And you got an email, Alex?
I sure do. We have Dave from Royal Oak. It's about Jake Butt in Michigan last night. He says, in light of the injury to Jake Butt, which may cost him his NFL career, potentially millions of dollars, wasn't Pepper's decision to not play a smart move? And do you think that more high projected round players will do this in the future?
It's never happened before, but it's happening this year. And we don't know that's what Pepper's did.
Looks like it. Possibly.
Well, possibly. I'm not going to accuse somebody of that without knowing. I never thought of that in the game, but I know what you're coming from in that. It's a lot of money. And so you can't blame him for that. They're not showing much for the team when they do that, but you can't blame him for it.
Well, yeah, Christian McCaffrey from Stanford, Leonard Fournette from LSU.
Yeah, there are three or four of them that decided to go that direction. And I don't know. I'd want him to play still, but I understand, again, you can't tell anybody when that's going to get millions of dollars not to do it or to sit out. I mean, it's their decision to make, and they're more concerning, and I can understand it, but I still think they should play, but I understand both sides of it.
And in Pepper's defense, he did try a warrant before the game. He did look distraught on the sidelines after he found out that he couldn't play, that the doctors wouldn't clear him. So,
well, who knows? Who knows what happened? Well, we'd like to hear from you on Sports Talk. If you have any comments or questions on sports, and we missed a couple of spots, so let's go to them now and take more of your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Peter's Palate Pleasers, a gourmet specialty food store and catering in Bloomfield Hills under new ownership, featuring poached and grilled salmon, down the wrong throat, barbecue ribs, seafood, beef tenderloin, and Palate Pleaser's famous chicken apple salad, and fresh pastries every day. Those are everyday dishes, and many other fine entrees changing weekly, all healthy, fresh, and tasty. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 till 7. Palate Pleaser's on Long Lake Road, just west of Telegraph. Palate Pleaser delivers, and we'll cater your parties. Go to Palate Pleaser, peterspalatepleaser.com, peterspalatepleaser.com. And the Fenton Hotel in downtown Fenton since 1856, a fine dining casual restaurant featuring prime steaks, fresh seafood, and more entertainment Tuesday through Saturday in their piano bar. It's worth the drive to the historic Fenton Hotel, of course, in Fenton. Well, we'd like to hear from you on Sports Talk the rest of the way today and taking your comments and questions on sports at this number, 800-923-9385. That's 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Anything you want to talk about in sports. Now, Let's talk a little bit. We're going to talk mostly tomorrow about that, but we'll bring it in now about the Lions game tomorrow night. What's it going to take for the Lions? Everybody's, what is it going to take for the Lions to win? I know Green Bay's got a running attack. Should have, but I'd make him beat him on the ground. I'd make put pressure on, let him run. Put pressure on the quarterback. The reason being is this. They're losing one of the best players in the NFL in the secondary in Darius Slay. I'm not seeing one of the best players. A good player. The best cover man. So I think that they got to put pressure. Again, get an extra DB out there. Make them run. And we'll see. But that being said,
some of the Packers' weapons are out too, though.
Well, yeah, but this is one. This is Green Bay always. This is their time of year. And if you look at Green Bay's record, Rodgers' record against the Lions, it's pretty doggone good. He's chopping the bits to get here. When he made that comment after them losing four straight games and their Packers are dead in the water, after the game, when he prep guy said, we're going to run the table from here on in, and people were snickering in the background, basically laughing at him.
They were 4-6 at the time, by
the way.
Yeah,
now they won five straight, about to be six. I've heard all this talk. Well, if the Lions lose, Caldwell should be fired. Bull crap. Caldwell's done a heck of a job this year. And there's no way you fire somebody like this because it's the best record of the Lions coach in 60 years. By far. Well, Schmidt was close. But not. I think he's done a heck of a job considering the injuries they've had on this team this year. And I don't blame the finger injury to Stafford because he doesn't think it's caused it. Maybe mentally it is. I don't know. But I think that the Lions aren't that good, folks. Let's be honest. They're not that good. I had them 7-9. Some of the experts had them winning five games this year. Not many experts had them 500 this year.
I saw 1-8-8.
Yeah, well, maybe 1-8-8. If you look far enough, you'll find anything. But overall, this is not a team that should be winning. I had them 7-9. They've won some games they shouldn't. I don't think they've lost many games they should have won. I will say that.
Outside the Chicago game, maybe on the road.
Oh, the Chicago game. But even then, they're on the road, so that doesn't, yeah.
And Tennessee at home. Tennessee's looked pretty good.
Yeah, I overall, I mean, look what they did. Just look what they did, folks. Be honest. Look what they did. And if you look at what the Lions have done, the games they've won, and against teams they shouldn't have beaten, let's be honest. Now I got the schedule in front of me. Let's look at it now. Lost to Green Bay, lost Tennessee, which quarter... And at Chicago, that was a tough one. Philadelphia, they should have won, they won. They beat the Los Angeles Rams, which they should have, and won. They won against the Washington Redskins, which maybe one they should have lost. That was at home, so I'll give them either way. They lost at Houston, which they should have. They won at Minnesota, and I don't know that they should have won that one. And speaking of that is, and this I don't know the answer to, it may be the end for Peterson. He's had a bad year this year. Now, most of it's not his fault. He started slowly, got hurt, then he got hurt and he tried to come back. He was terrible when he came back. They're not going to spend all those millions on a guy that's that just not is not able to do it anymore. Let's go back to the Lions schedule. Maybe Jacksonville, you know, Minnesota. They won in New Orleans. They shouldn't have won at New Orleans. They should not have won that game. So overall, Lions have had a good year. I'm not complaining about the Lions' play at all.
By the way, Alabama update. Alabama just had a 68-yard run, touchdown, so that puts them up now 24-7 with 11:56 left.
That means the game is over. They'll keep me in touch still.
Yeah, it's getting ugly. Almost 200-yard rushing now for Alabama.
Okay, all right. All right. Don't forget, coming up next hour, we got some good shows coming. First of all, the next hour, it's going to be very interesting. Bill Scherer, former Tiger pitcher, now the, has been for many years, the assistant GM, the Chicago White Sox. And he was a member of this 1984 team. We'll get some stories on that, I'm sure, from him. And coming up tomorrow, Roger Falcon, the first tennis show I've done in probably close to 40 years, maybe 35 years. And I'm glad to do it. So you soccer fans, you finally get your way. You've been asking me on the street, when do you do some soccer around? Well, I got one. And Roger Faulkner's the best. The best, folks. That's all I'll say. The best. Brought the World Cup here. One of the most influential soccer people in the world. He owned the Detroit Express. He's the president of Detroit Soccer Association. He's on the board of directors in U.S. soccer. He's unbelievable. He'll be on the next hour. He'll be on tomorrow night. Bill Scherer tonight. And next week, on Saturday, Bruce Fields, roving hitting instructor for the Tigers minor league system and former Tiger player, coach here, and manager in the system. He'll be on the show next Saturday. And next Sunday, the guy that I got out of baseball in 70, umpired at the Macomb Community College, and Ernie Witt was the catcher there, and good major league catcher that killed the Tigers. Absolutely destroyed him. Averaged one home run about every 10 times up at Tiger Stadium. One of the all-time great records at Tiger Stadium, Ernie Witt. Still in baseball. Managing the, team? The Canadian national team. And he's a roving instructor for the Phillies catchers. Jim Brady's Detroit, a tradition since 1954, featuring the best burger, chili, and Caesar salad, as well as new culinary creations that will make your mouth water. Center cut filet for seafood. Shrimp cocktail and much more. Handmade desserts and Werner's ice cream. Werner's, Jim Brady's Detroit has lunch, dinner, and drink specials 7 days, showing sports on 16 big screen TVs. Come see Tom Brady and his team. See what's cooking at Jim Brady's Detroit in Royal Oak at 1214 South Main. And Fairview Quality Market features choice meats, Amish chicken, and a full deli, prepared meats, homemade soups, fresh produce, craft local beers, and more. Open 7 days, 8 to 8. Fairfax Quality Market. It's in Grosse Pointe Park, Beaconsfield, between Jefferson and the water. And Amatea Restaurant in Garden City since 1975, serving Italian American cuisine, steak, seafood. Amatea's award-winning barbecue ribs, some of the best lasagna in town, a full bar and banquet facilities. Open Monday through Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday at 12:30. Amatea Restaurant, corner of Warren and Vinoy. Go online, AmateaRestaurant.com, AmateaRestaurant.com, or like Amatea on Facebook. And Veggies Plus Farmers Market in Highland features local, organic, and exotic produce, the finest in quality, produce, colors, dairy, and snacks and gifts, and good prices. Open 7 days all year, Veggie Pails delivers. Veggie Pails Farmers Market on Highland Road, quarter mile west of Duck Lake Road. Go to VeggiePails.com, VeggiePails.com. And we'll continue on Sports Talk when we come back. Don't forget, you can listen to me Friday mornings, 9 to 11, on AM 1160 WPON. And my restaurant will be opening in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure, finally. Be about time. Home Run Pizza in the Laurel Park Place Mall on the corner of 6 Mile and Newburgh. Hope to see you there. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to have another interesting show, Soccer with Roger Faulkner. And Bruce Fields from the Tigers on Monday. Saturday next week, next Sunday, Ernie Witt, the guy that killed the Tigers, will continue more on Sports Talk after this.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron.
This is John McCullough. What could I say that would be any different than what you hear from other hearing correction companies? Well, I'd like to try. I'd like to tell you about the Cruise experience. I've been responding to my wife's conversations with what? Or I'm sorry? Or say again, please? She finally dragged me, kicking and screaming, into Cruise hearing. There was no embarrassment. There was no feeling of having some kind of disability at Cruise. In the matter of minutes, I felt like family. After some conversation about what I was going through, something dawned on me. I'd been involved with the Cruise experience for about an hour, and Felix had said nothing about what they had to offer or what hearing instrument I should consider. I asked Felix Cruz about that, and he said he didn't know enough about me and my lifestyle to make a suggestion right then. Well, I've got my hearing corrected now, and my life has changed for the better. I really mean this. If you've got a hearing problem, it's worse for those around you than it is for you. Try the Cruz experience in your own home if you like. Call 877-456-2789. That's 877-456-CRUZ. Offices in Farmington Hills and Taylor. Tell them you want the same kind of Cruz experience I got. It'll change.